Father, we just worship you.
Lord,
we thank you
for
all that you're doing in our midst. Holy Spirit, we welcome you all the more. Come upon your word now. Your word is truth. Sanctify your word in us. Lead and guide us into all truth. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. And we worship you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to continue on this afternoon with some of the same theme that Pastor Jim has been talking about. Maybe a little different, but still the same. Turn with me to Matthew chapter
24.
These are the last days. I believe these are the last days before the coming of the Lord. The word teaches us that there's going to come a great harvest in these last days. A lot of things are telling us that Christ is coming back. One thing we see is that the earth is changing. Things are happening in the earth that have never happened before. Storms, earthquakes, a lot of different things in different places. The earth is changing. The earth is going through travail. Wanting to see the coming of the Lord. Romans 8 prophesies this. The world is changing. It is getting darker and darker. How many of you know this? The world is not getting better. It is getting worse. But in the midst of it, a great revival is going to take place. Millions and millions are going to be born again. The world is telling us by the prophecies of the end time that things are changing towards His coming. But one of the greatest signs that we have, or the greatest sign, I should say, the number one sign of His coming is found in Scripture concerning the church. Where the church is at tells us how soon Christ is coming. So let's look at Matthew chapter 24. Verse 1 says this, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to show Him the buildings of the temple."
Yesu akaenda zake akatoka ikaluni wanafunzi wake wakamwendea ili wakumonyesha majengo ya ikalu.
And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down."
Na Yesu akajibu akamwambia, "Hamyaoni haya yote? Amin nawaambieni, alitasalia hapa jiwe
And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world?"
Hata alipokuwa ameketi katika mlima wa Mizeituni, wanafunzi wake wakamwendea kwa faraga wakisema, "Tuambie mambo haya yatakuwa lini? Nayo ni nini dalili ya kuja kwako?"
Jesus in the next verse tells us the number one sign of his coming.
Na katika mstari unaofuata Yesu anatuambia ishara nambari ya kwanza ya kuashiria kuja kwake.
The number one sign of his coming, he does not mention earthquakes first.
Ishara ya kwanza hakutaja mambo ya nguruwe ya ardhi.
He does not mention stars falling from the sky first.
Hakusema ya kwamba nyota zinaanguka kutoka mbinguni.
But what is the number one sign of his coming?
Lakini ishara ya kwanza ya kuja kwake.
The number one sign of his coming was this.
Na ishara ya kwanza kuja kwake ni hii.
Take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Jesus said the number one sign of my coming will be this. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Mstari wa 5 unasema kwa sababu wengi watakuja kwa jina langu wakisema mimi ni Kristo nao watadanganya wengi.
It's hard for us to relate to this verse and understand it properly.
Itakuwa ni vigumu kwetu sisi tukapata kuhusisha mstari hii na tukapata kuelewa vizuri.
As I began to read this verse years ago, it was hard for me to understand.
Nilipokuwa nikisoma mstari huu kwa nyakati zile za kale ilikuwa ni vigumu sana kwangu kuelewa.
This is not talking about deceiving the world.
Kwa sababu hili andiko aliongea juu ya kudanganya ulimwengu.
This is talking about deception in the church.
Hili inaongea juu ya udanganyifu uliomo ndani ya kanisa.
What I could not understand is this. Why would the church follow anybody that says, I am Christ? He's not talking about someone coming in a long robe and a long beard. And saying, I am Christ, come back. He's not talking about that kind of deception. The church would never follow anyone like that. But the proper interpretation of this scripture is this. Many will come in my name. Saying this, I have the message of Christ. I have the words of Christ. I have the wisdom from Scripture. Follow me. One of the greatest signs of his coming is in the last days. The word says there will be a great falling away. I am so glad that you and I, by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, will not be a part of that falling away. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I am putting my trust in one called the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to continue to lead and guide me into all truth. No matter how much I love a man, no matter how much I respect a man, my teacher is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue to read out of 2 Timothy chapter 4.
Wacha tukapate kusoma tena kitabu cha maandiko kitabu cha Timotheo wa pili mlango wa 4.
These are some of the scriptures that Pastor Jim has been covering this week.
Ni baadhi ya maandiko ambayo mchungaji Jim amekuwa akiyanena wiki hii.
Paul is writing to Timothy. He's continued to talk about the last days. And he says in verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Mstari wa kwanza mlango wa 4 Timotheo wa 2 nasema hivi, na kuagiza mbele za Mungu na mbele za Kristo Yesu atakaye wahukumu walio hai na walio kufa, kwa kufunuliwa kwake na kwa ufalme wake, lihubiri neno, uwe tayari wakati ukufao na wakati usio kufaa, karipia, kemea na kuonya na kwa uvumilivu wote na mafundisho.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Mana utakuja wakati watakapokataa mafundisho yenye uzima, ila kwa kuzifuata nia zao wenyewe watajipatia walimu makundi makundi, kwa kuwa wana masikio ya utafiti.
And they shall be turned, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Na watajiepusha wasisikie yaliyo kweli na kuzigeukia hadithi za uongo.
Today we see fables in the house of God.
Leo tunaona watu ambao wamegeukia uongo katika nyumba ya Bwana.
The word says here that they will find teachers.
Na pale inasema juu ya walimu.
These are the teachers that Christ was talking about.
Hao ndio walimu ambao Kristo alikuwa akinena juu yao.
Saying, I'm coming with the message of Christ.
Akisema ya kwamba mimi naja na ujumbe wa Kristo.
And they will give a message that will satisfy the flesh.
Na watapeana ujumbe ambao inaenda kutosheleza mwili.
One of the messages that really satisfies the flesh is that you don't have to worry about your sin. There's a message out there today that if you sin, that your sins were so taken care of that you don't have to repent. We find in 1 John that the word says if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus the righteous. We are a church that has been born again. But when we do sin, we must repent of our sin to continue to follow in Christ. Let's turn to 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 4.
Petro wa kwanza mlango wa 4. Petro wa kwanza mlango wa 4.
First Peter is a book that talks a lot about the sufferings of Christ.
Petro ni waraka ama ni waraka ambao inaongea sana juu ya mateso ya Wakristo.
Much of it talks about the sufferings that we as the body of Christ should go through.
Na nyingi zake zinaongea juu ya mateso ambao sisi kama mwili wa Kristo tunapitia.
Those sufferings are not the sufferings that Christ paid for.
Zile mateso sio zile mateso ambazo Kristo alizilipia.
He paid for your sins.
Yeye alilipa kwa ajili ya dhambi yako.
You don't have to live in the guilt of your sins.
Sio lazima uishi katika ile hali ya kuwa na hatia ya dhambi.
Once you've repented and you're born again,
unapotubu na kuokolewa,
you don't have to live in sickness.
Sio lazima udumu ndani ya magonjwa.
You don't have to live with diseases.
Sio lazima udumu na maradhi.
We are free from the curse.
Sisi tuko huru.
Hallelujah.
Galatians 3:13
says that he became a curse for us. Jesus that hung on the cross. Hallelujah. He was my curse. I've entered into his provision. Curses cannot hang over my head anymore. It does not matter what my family was,
familia yangu ilikuwa aje,
what my father was,
baba yangu alikuwa vipi,
I've been born again.
Mimi nimezaliwa upya.
I don't have to go back,
sio lazima nirudi nyuma,
and break all those curses,
na nikapate kuvunja zile laana zote,
because I'm in Christ Jesus.
Kwa sababu niko ndani ya Kristo Yesu.
Once I've been found in him,
wakati ambao nimepatikana ndani ya Kristo,
all curses are broken.
Laana zote zimevunjwa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am in one family.
Mimi niko katika jamii moja.
The family of God.
Jamii ya Mungu.
My heritage is not in my physical family.
Urithi wangu haipo katika hii hali ya mwili wangu kawaida.
It does not matter what my father did.
Haijalishi baba yangu alifanya nini.
What matters is what I do.
Inayojalisha ni kile ninachokitenda.
And I've been born again.
Mimi nimezaliwa upya.
Hallelujah. I have power over the wicked one. Because I'm in a new family now. I'm in the family of God. Hallelujah. So I do not have to suffer after curses. It does not matter who loves me. He loves me. It does not matter who tries to put a curse on me. I can't be cursed because he calls me blessed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But there are some sufferings that we must go through. And those are the sufferings of the testimony of Christ Jesus. We must live above sin. We must resist sin. And we must follow Him. Glory be to God. The gospel that's out there now is, much of the gospel says, Jesus wants you happy. And He does want you happy. Happiness comes through the joy of the Lord. Much of the gospel now is a feel-good gospel. Many teach that if it doesn't feel good, then it's not of God. Sometimes it doesn't feel good to your flesh to resist sin. But that's what we're called to. Hallelujah. Verse 1 of chapter 4 says this, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin."
Mstari wa kwanza, mlango wa nne nasema, basi kwa kuwa Kristo aliteswa katika mwili wake, ninyi nanyi jivikeni silaha ya nia ile ile, kwa maana yeye aliyeteswa katika mwili ameachana na dhambi.
This doesn't mean I have to be sick. Sickness doesn't glorify God. What glorifies God is when I'm healed. I don't have to be depressed. That doesn't glorify God. But this says here that he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. There is a continual resistance to you and I going forward in Christ. The enemy will come to you and he will tell you that you cannot do it. He will remind you of your past. He will tell you that you're still weak in those areas. But the word tells us this, that we can be being changed from glory to glory. There is a fight that goes on in the spirit. There is a war against the flesh. But we win this war. That he, verse 2 says, he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life, it may have sufficed us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, which we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wines, revelings, banquetings, and abominable adulteries.
Mstari wa pili, tangu sasa musiendelee kuishi katika tamaa za wanadamu, bali katika mapenzi ya Mungu wakati wenu uliobaki wa kukaa hapa duniani. Maana wakati wa maisha yetu uliopita watosha kutenda mapenzi ya mataifa, kuenenda katika ufisadi na tamaa na ulevi na karama za ulafi na vileo na ibada ya sanamu isiyo halali.
For says this, wherein they, that's the world, wherein they think it strange that we run not with them to the excess of riot, speaking evil of you.
Mstari wa nne anasema ya kwamba mambo ambao wao huona kuwa ni ajabu ya ninyi kutokwenda mbio pamoja na nao katika ufisadi ule ule usio na kiasi, wakiwatukana.
This is what Peter said concerning the church. That the world would think it strange that we no longer run with them to the excess of life, sinning. The message today in the church, much of that is not like that. For the church to be where the church is supposed to be, there is a suffering that takes place. But it's a resistance against sin. So much so that when the world looks at us, they're supposed to think it's strange. They may think we're strange, but we know we've got it together. They should think it's strange. Something has happened to them. They don't want to follow us anymore. They don't want to be like us anymore. They don't want to live like we do anymore. That's the testimony of Christ. The problem is, much of the world, because of the doctrine that's in the church today, does not think it strange anymore. The reason why they don't think it's strange is because much of the church is living like the world. The world's looking at us, they should be looking at us and saying, they're weird. They're strange. But they're not thinking that anymore. They're thinking they're like us. And that's the problem. That's the fight of the last days. That's those deceivers that are coming and saying you really don't have to change. You've been forgiven, but you don't have to change. We do have to change. The world doesn't think it's strange anymore, because the world lives in sin. The world lives in fornication. Much of the church lives in that. The word says that we're to come out and be separate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're supposed to be strange. Chapter 4, verse 13. He continues to talk about the sufferings. But rejoice. Everybody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
13 inasema, lakini kama mnavyoshiriki mateso ya Kristo, furahini ili katika ufunuo wa utukufu wake mfurahi kwa shangwe.
But if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he's evil spoken of, but on your part he's glorified.
Mukilaumiwa kwa ajili ya jina la Kristo ni heri yenu, kwa kuwa roho wa utukufu na wa Mungu anawakalia.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters.
Maana mtu wa kwenu asiteswe kama muuaji au mwivi au mtenda mabaya au kama mtu ajishughulishaye na mambo ya watu wengine.
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him be not ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf.
Lakini akiwa kwa sababu ni Kristo, asione haya, bali amtukuze Mungu katika jina hilo.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Mstari wa 17, kwa maana wakati umefika wa hukumu kuanzia katika nyumba ya Mungu, na ukianzia kwetu sisi mwisho wao wasiotii injili Mungu utakuwaje?
Peter says this, a time has come.
Peter anasema ya kwamba muda umefikia.
That's the time of the last day.
Huu ndio muda wa nyakati za mwisho.
It actually began from the very time that Peter was writing.
Na ilianzia muda ule ambao Petro alikuwa akiandika.
That word time is the word dispensation.
Hiyo ndio ilikuwa ni muda ambao ni wa nyakati.
What Peter is saying is Christ has put into the earth the church.
Ambao Petro alikuwa anasema ya kwamba Mungu ameweka ulimwengu huu, ameweka kanisa.
To judge the world.
Ili wakapate kuhukumu ulimwengu.
The time has come, the dispensation has come.
Muda huu umefikia.
And verse 18 says this.
Na mstari wa 18 unasema hivi.
If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Mstari wa 18 unasema, na mwenye haki akiokoka kwa shida, yule asiye mcha Mungu na mwenye dhambi ataonekana wapi?
When Peter says this, if the righteous scarcely be saved,
anasema kwamba mwenye haki kama ameokoka,
the word scarcely means this.
Maana yake hilo neno ni
what it does not mean is barely, hardly.
Kile ambacho isichokiamini ni kwamba yani mara kidogo.
It does not mean very thin.
Haimaanishi ni kitu ambapo ni nyembamba ama kitu ambapo ni duni.
In other words, if you're born again,
katika lugha nyingine ukiokoka,
you can trust the blood of Jesus.
Naweza ukatumainia damu ya Yesu.
To keep you born again.
Ili akuweke uwe mtu aliyeokoka.
But the word scarcely means this.
Lakini ile neno mara kidogo inamaanisha.
It means critically.
Inamaanisha kwamba yani kiuchache.
Peter says we're critically saved.
Petero anasema kwamba sisi tumeokolewa
critically. He says if the righteous critically be saved,
verse 18.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved,
na mwenye haki akiokoka kwa shida,
where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Je, yule mtu asiyeokoka atakuwaje?
What he is saying is this.
Kile anachosema ni hivi.
That God is really working with his church.
Ya kwamba Mungu ananuiana na afanya kazi na kanisa lake.
He wants us to be a witness in the earth.
Anataka tuwe mashahidi katika ulimwengu.
He sent the precious Holy Spirit.
Yeye akatuma ile Roho Mtakatifu ambao ni wa dhamana.
And he deals with you and I as children.
Na anatushughulikia wewe pamoja na mimi kama watoto wake.
He wants to grow us from glory to glory.
Anataka atukuze sisi kutoka utukufu mmoja hadi nyingine.
He's not criticizing us from a harsh way.
Yeye hawezi akatulaumu katika njia mbaya.
But he won't let us get by with sin.
Lakini hataturuhusu ya kwamba tukapata kuendelea katika dhambi.
He will continually correct us.
Ataendelea na kuturekebisha.
Why? Because he wants his wisdom and judgment in the earth.
Ni kwa sababu gani anataka hekima yake pamoja hukumu yake katika ulimwengu?
He says if he deals critically with his children.
Anasema kwamba watoto wake lazima wafanye kwa shida.
Where does the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Je, wenye dhambi wataonekana wapi?
In other words, he wants to advance you in a way in which you're changing all the time.
Katika lugha nyingine anatamani ya kwamba kama mtoto wake akuone unabadilika kila wakati.
So that there is a great appearance of between the unrighteous and the righteous.
Ili tuwe na mwanya kubwa sana baina ya wale watu wasiomcha Mungu na wale wanaomcha Mungu.
The world looks at us, the church, and the gospel that has come in the last days, much of it says that we don't have to be separated. We are separated from the world. And because of that appearance, because God deals with us critically, He won't leave us alone. I don't want Him to leave me alone. Correct me, Holy Spirit, all the time. And if that happens, then I continue to get further and further and further away from the world. And because He deals critically with me, there's a greater separation. And because of that separation, the world says they're different. And the world sees that we're different. And the world says there's something about them. I want what they've got. We're His evangelists in the earth. We're the ones supposed to be winning the world to Christ. As long as I'm close to the world, as long as I'm loving the world, as long as I'm doing what the world's doing, the world says I don't have to change, because they're just like me. But when there's a great big difference, and the world sees the blessings are on us, the word says that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Hallelujah. Just introduce this just a little bit. Let's go to 2 Peter. Verse
1.
Maybe we'll go into more of this tomorrow. And I've got a hunch Dr. Jim's going to cover it before the week's over. I feel like this sometimes. John the Baptist to Jesus. I just introduced something. And the guy that really knows something, Dr. Jim, comes along and really finishes it well. Praise God.
Amen.
Verse 1 of chapter 2 says this. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who will privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves a swift destruction.
Mstari wa kwanza, lakini kuliondokea manabii ya uongo katika wale watu, kama vile kwenu tutakavyokuwako walimu wa uongo watakaoingiza kwa werevu uzushi na kupoteza, wakimkana hata Bwana aliyemnunua, wakijiletea uharibifu usiokawia.
Now he says here, as there were false prophets,
inaongea juu ya manabii wa uongo,
there are going to be false teachers,
Kama vile kulikuwa na manabii wa uongo, watakuwa na walimu wa uongo.
What will change the church in the last day?
Itakachobadilisha kanisa nyakati za mwisho hizi.
Towards the great falling away.
Tukiingia katika hali ya kuondoka katika ukweli.
Will be those that carry the power of doctrine.
Itakuwa ni wale ambao wasiojali nguvu ya mafundisho mazuri.
That's false teachers.
Wale walimu ambao ni wa uongo.
The word says they'll bring in different damnable heresies.
Neno linasema ya kwamba wataleta mafundisho ya uongo.
One of those heresies we just mentioned.
Uongo, baadhi ya uongo ambao tumeongea hapa tumezungumza.
Which is a feel-good gospel.
Ambao ni injili ya kujisikia mzuri.
That you don't have to change.
Sio lazima ugaidi.
That you don't have to really come out of sin.
Sio lazima uondoke ndani ya dhambi.
But it says then they'll bring in their damnable heresies.
Lakini nasema ya kwamba wataleta ile uongo ambao ni ajabu.
Even denying the Lord.
Hata wakimkana Bwana.
That bought them.
Ambao aliwanunua.
He bought them by his blood.
Aliwanunua kwa damu yake.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now this is another scripture to be understood. When it says they'll deny the Lord, that sounds real strange. That they would get any place in the body denying the Lord Jesus. This again is like the scripture that Jesus spoke. That in the last days many will come and deceive. Say, I am the Christ. Nobody in the church that's really born again is going to follow anybody that says, I am Christ. But they may follow people and teachers that say, I have the word of Christ. When this says here, they will deny the Lord. If I stood up here and said I deny the Lord, you'd say, well, I'm not going to listen to anything you say. You'd get a bunch of your brothers and throw me out of the church. But this is not talking about denying the Lord. It's denying the truth of what he says. It is making up your truth to replace his truth. The sad part is this, that many, verse 2 says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Mstari wa pili nasema ya kwamba, na wengi watafuata ufisadi wao, na kwa hao njia ya kweli itatukanwa.
The way of truth,
njia ya kweli,
the foundation,
ile msingi,
will eventually by those be evil spoken of.
Inaenda kutukanwa na wale wengine, watu wa nje.
In this example of which I gave of the feel good gospel,
katika ile mfano ya ile injili ya kusikia vema ambayo nilikuwa nimeongea,
once they're taken over by that gospel,
wakati ambao wanadamu wanatawaliwa na injili hiyo,
they begin to speak evil,
wanaanza kuongea mambo machafu,
of those who are living on the foundation of the gospel,
bali wale ambao wanaishi katika misingi ya injili,
those who believe that they should repent,
wale ambao wanaamini ya kwamba sharti wakapate kutubu,
continue to live a righteous life,
wanazidi kuendelea kuishi maisha.
Many times there's a they make fun of.
Mara nyingi kuna wengine wameletea spitizai.
They speak evil of.
Kuna wengine ambao wanatukana.
They think that we are the ones that are bound.
Wanafikiria kwamba sisi ndio tumefungwa.
We can even be called religious Pharisees.
Tunaweza kuitwa wale mafarisayo wa kidini.
But we are free.
Lakini sisi tuko huru.
He whom the Son set free.
Ule aliyewekwa huru na mwana wa Mungu.
Is free indeed.
Yeye ni huru.
Verse 3 says, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
Na katika kutamani watajipatia faida kwenu kwa maneno yaliyotungwa, ambao hukumu yao tangu zamani haikawii ujifu wao auzini auzinzi auzinzi auzizi. Amen.
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 Has he got it right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's still talking about these. If we skip a lot of verses here, it's still talking in verse 15 of this same chapter.
Bado inaongea mambo hayo na tukiendelea tukiruka tuende kwa mstari wa 15 wa mlango ule.
It says here, for which have forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
Mstari wa 13 unasema, wakiacha njia iliyonyooka wakapotea, wakifuata njia ya Balaamu mwana wa Beori aliyependa ujira wa udhalimu.
One of the things that the word says is that the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mmoja wapo lakini andiko linasema kwamba kupenda pesa ndio chanzo cha dhambi zote.
Preaching a gospel that gets you money is a gospel that will lead you astray. Sometimes our gospel is not popular. But it will get you to heaven. The word gives an example here of Balaam. He was a covetous man. And yet it's relating him to these preachers. If we were to go back to the Old Testament, and we'll do that tomorrow, and read the verses on Balaam, he was paid to prophesy. He was paid to speak what he thought was the word of the Lord. Much of the motivation of the gospel today is what's in it for me. God's not called us to that. He's called us to teach the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16 says this. This man was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet.
Lakini alikaripiwa kwa uhalifu wake mwenyewe, punda asiweze kusema, akinena kwa sauti ya kibinadamu, akiuzuia wazimu wa nabii yule.
The word says here that the jackass that he was riding on, actually spoke to him. And said to he actually was riding this donkey. And the donkey saw an angel. And it ran him into a wall. And he got off and started beating the donkey. And the donkey began to say to him, have I served you many years? And why are you beating me? And the amazing part is this, that the prophet did not step back, open his mouth and say, oh, a talking donkey. He began to talk back to the donkey. The love of money will drive you insane. You won't even know what you're doing. But the word says, in the last days, the preachers will be so caught up with the love of money. Verse 17 says, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, clouds carried with a tempest, whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever.
17 inasema, Hawa ni visima visivyo na maji na mawingi yachukuliwayo na tufani ambao weusi wa giza ni akiba ya waliowekewa.
It says they're clouds. They look like these big, huge clouds.
Wanaonekana kana kwamba kuna mawingu kubwa.
Ominous or fearful, fearful looking clouds.
Ambao inaonekana kama mawingu ambao hawana mvua.
Have you ever looked at a cloud on the horizon?
Je, umeona mawingu wakati ambao kumekuwa clear?
So when that gets here, that's going to be a bad storm.
Kama hiyo ile ambayo ni mweusi itakuwa ni kama ile.
That's going to have a lot of rain in it.
Hiyo itakuwa na mvua nyingi.
But when it came,
lakini inapokuja,
it left.
Inakuja tu,
but there was no water in it.
Bali hakuna maji.
He's saying this, that these preachers will be like that.
Anasemia kwa wale waumini watakuwa hivi.
A lot of the church will listen to them.
Makanisa mengi yatawasikiliza.
Have you ever talked to your friends?
Je, umewahi kuongea na rafiki yako?
And they're real excited about this preacher they're hearing.
Wamesimuliwa na ule waumini wanaosikiliza.
This guy is really great.
Huyo mtu ni mkuu.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Wewe wa ajabu.
And when you listen to him,
now
you think, I don't understand why they think he's wonderful. I don't know where the substance is at. I don't know where the water is at. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, your teacher is the Holy Spirit. You won't be listening to clouds without rain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It says in verse 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error.
Mstari wa 18, maana wakinena maneno makuu mno ya kiburi, kwa tamaa za mwili na kwa ufisadi huandaa watu walioanza kuwakimbia wale wanaoenenda.
This is a really deep verse.
Wanaoenenda katika udanganyifu.
This is a really deep verse of scripture.
Hii ni kubwa sana katika maandiko.
It seems hard to understand.
Na inaonekana ni vigumu sana kuelewa hii.
But what it's talking about is in context with these preachers.
Lakini inachoongelea ni juu ya hii walimu wa uongo.
And what they will be teaching in the church.
Na kile watakachokuwa wakifundisha kanisani.
These great swelling words.
Yaani maneno makubwa ya kiburi.
That really have no power.
Wale yale maneno hayana nguvu.
But why do people think they have power?
Bali kwa nini watu wanawaza ya kwamba wana nguvu?
Because it says they allure to themselves, it means they draw to themselves.
Kwa sababu ndio inasema kwamba wao tayari watu wafisadi waliodanganywa tayari.
Through the lust of the flesh.
Kwa sababu ile tamaa ya mwili wao.
It means the reason why people flock to them.
Inamaanisha kwamba kuna sababu inayofanya watu wanakusanyika wengi kwao.
Is there something they're saying?
Kuna kitu ambacho wanakisema.
They like what they're saying.
Wanapenda kile wanachokisema.
For the born again person.
Kwa sababu ya ule mtu aliyokoka.
Once you get born again.
Wakati ambao unaokoka.
Your spirit is created in the righteousness of God.
Roho wako unaumbwa katika uhaki wa Mungu.
But the word tells us also that we need to be changed from glory to glory.
Bali andiko latuonesha kwamba tunahitaji tukapata kubadilisha kutoka utukufu mmoja hadi nyingine.
The part of us that needs to be changed.
Sehemu yetu ambayo inastahili ikapata kubadilishwa.
The renewing of our minds.
Ni kuishwa tena nia yetu.
If there are strongholds there.
Kama kuna nia zingine pale.
If there are things there that needs to be changed.
Kama kuna vitu pale ambavyo vinastahili kubadilishwa.
As long as we stay in Christ.
Mradi tumesimama kwenye Kristo.
The Holy Spirit will grow us up. He will change us. When we sin, we repent. And the Holy Spirit keeps us going. But if there's something in our flesh that needs to be changed, and we hear the voice of one of these teachers,
they
begin to tell us we don't have to change.
fedha.
We can love money.
Tunaweza kupenda pesa.
We can love the nightlife.
Tunaweza kupenda hii maisha ya anasa.
We can love all these things and we don't have to change.
Tunaweza kupenda maneno haya, sio lazima tukaeni.
That feels good to the flesh.
Yaani tukapata kujihisi vyema kwa mwili.
And it says they pull to them these people that once came out. The word says here, those who were clean escaped from them who live in error. In verse 18.
Verse 18?
Yes.
Wada walioanza kuwakimbia wale wanaoenenda katika udanganyifu.
When it says they've clean escaped, it means that they've come out from the world.
Wale ambao wanakimbia kutoka udanganyifu.
And it says that they are drawn to these teachers.
Na andiko linasema ya kwamba wanakusanywa kwa hao walimu.
Through the lust of the flesh.
Kulingana na tamaa ya mwili.
In other words, the part of them, those teachers, are preying on the part that has not changed.
Katika lugha nyingine, ile sehemu katika mwili wao ambao haijabadilishwa.
This is what these teachers promised them.
Hivyo hao walimu wanawaahidi.
Liberty.
Uhuru.
They said, verse 19 says, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is brought into bondage.
19 inasema, wakiwahidia uhuru, nao wenyewe ni watumwa wa uharibifu, maana mtu akishindwa na mtu huwa mtumwa wa mtu yule.
Just as we gave the example of the feel-good gospel.
Kama vile ambavyo tulipeana mfano ile injili ya kujihisi vyema.
That you don't have to change.
Sio lazima mtu atubu.
If I teach you this and you believe it.
Mimi nikikufundisha jambo hili na unaliamini.
Because the part of you that hasn't changed yet.
Kwa sababu ya ile sehemu yako ambayo haijabadilika.
Is not listening to the Holy Spirit.
Haisikilizi Roho Mtakatifu wa Mungu.
You'll begin to listen to the voice of deception.
Unaanza kusikiliza sauti ya udanganyifu.
And you'll believe that is taking you down a road of liberty.
Na wewe unafikiria kwamba hilo jambo la kuongoza katika ile barabara ya uhuru.
And the word says.
Na ndipo nasema.
For, and verse 19 again, for if they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome of the same, he is brought into bondage. Verse 20. For if they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Kwa maana wale waliokwisha kuyakimbia machafu ya dunia kwa kujua Bwana na Mwokozi Yesu Kristo, kama wakinaswa tena na kushindwa, hali yao ya mwisho umekuwa mbaya kuliko ile ya kwanza.
What makes the latter end worse than the beginning?
Kile ambacho kinasababisha hali yao ya mwisho iwe mbaya zaidi ya ule wa mwanzo.
It's very sad.
Ni jambo la kuhuzunisha.
That there's a harvest taking place in the world.
Ya kwamba kuna mavuno yanayotendeka ulimwenguni kote.
But the enemy is after this.
Bali adui anataka hii.
That if he can take his preachers.
Ili akapata kuchukua wahubiri wake.
Or let me say that in a better way. If he can use preachers that are deceived.
Wacha niseme kwa njia nzuri. Ya kwamba angeweza kuwatumia wahubiri hawa waliodanganywa.
Many of them still love God.
Wengine wao wanapenda Mungu angali.
Many of them are still his.
Wengine wao angali wanasikiliza.
But they're not praying in the Holy Ghost.
Bali hawaombi ndani ya Roho Mtakatifu.
If they don't change.
Kama watabadilika.
They're going to be judged.
Wanaenda kuhukumiwa.
And they need to change.
Na wanastahili wabadilike.
The word says if they're brought into this bondage.
Biblia inasema kwamba wanapotolewa katika.
If they bring those that are born again into this bondage.
Wakileta wale watu waliokoka katika nira hii na ufungo.
The latter end of these.
Ya kwamba mwisho wao.
Is worse than the beginning.
Inakuwa mbaya zaidi ya mwanzo wao.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because once they come into Christ.
Kwa sababu wanapokuja kwa Kristo.
They're like teachable children.
Maisha yao ni kama wale wanafunzi wanaofundishwa.
And if somebody begins to teach them the wrong way.
Na kama mtu anaanza kuwafundisha mafundisho ya upotovu.
And that wrong way takes them all the way back into the world.
Na hiyo njia mbaya inawapeleka katika ulimwengu tena.
And they're no longer Christ.
Na wao sasa hawatakuwa wa Kristo.
They're no longer born again, what makes it worse than from the beginning is that they've been taught wrong. It's put a wall between them and the truth from getting back. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because there is a way for us to get them back. We're going to maybe talk on that some tomorrow. But we as intercessors can make a difference for those. We can bring them back if we stay in touch with our intercessor. Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I've been born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Are you blessed today? Amen.